Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Joshua Wise with Celebrate Recovery.
Celebrate Recovery is a ministry that's just really important right now. So tell us just a little bit about Celebrate Recovery itself, and then we'll talk about the event coming up.
Celebrate Recovery is a Christ-centered 12-step program that is for our life's hurts, habits, and hang-ups. We focus on a particular step each week. It is anonymous and confidential program, and it's a program where we can come out of denial and be able to face the truth. And with God's help, we're able to gain His strength to be able to face the challenges in our lives.
You meet on Thursdays?
At 7 o'clock, our meeting starts. At 6:15, we have a meal every Thursday.
So. And that's all at Bear Creek Baptist Church?
It's at Bear Creek and Ledger.
If folks want to get involved in it, what's a good way for folks to start with to talk to you guys and to become part of the group?
If they would like to talk to me or our ladies ministry leader, they can call and contact us, and we will meet with them outside the program. Just come and meet us and be a part of it.
Okay.
The biggest things.
Just simple enough. Coming up on the 31st is a special event. It's second annual in Mitchell County. So first of all, August 31st, tell me what's it about.
It is our National Day of Overdose Awareness. It is a time where we can reflect on those who have passed on due to drug or alcohol-related overdoses and deaths. It's also a time where we can bring awareness to those in our community and in our nation about the rising epidemic and the problem that we're faced with.
The event that's going to take place on the 31st, where's it going to be at?
It's going to be held at Bear Creek Church.
And you have invited a number of different folks from the community to come be a part of this. Who are some of the folks that are going to be there?
We're going to have Judge Ted McIntyre. He's going to be there speaking. We're going to have one of our detectives from Mitchell County. He's going to be speaking. Paula Holzklaw from Department of Social Services will be there. C.G. Dellinger from the Health Department. We're going to have Josh Cook from the EMS. And we're going to have either a doctor or the lead nurse from the hospital is going to be there. So we're going to have several different speakers, and I know I've probably forgot somebody. But
and the idea is to talk about the effects on each one of those areas of the problems we have and of overdose.
Yes, and the rising increase. Last year, there was 91 deaths a day in America due to overdoses from opioids only. This year, it's rose up to 141 a day in county. And in our county and in our state, we have one of the largest increase and the fastest increases in the nation.
So it's a good opportunity for folks to not only those of us that have been affected by people who are addicted or have overdosed, you have an opportunity to kind of bond together, but also it's an opportunity for just the general public to find out about the situation and what all's going on to try to help it in the community.
Yes, it takes a village to raise a child, and it takes all of us to come together and put our heads together, put our hearts together, and come together in unity to be able to overcome this problem and to face this problem head on.
Okay. And, of course, the program that is on the 31st, and that's Friday night, again, it's at Bear Creek Baptist Church, and it's open to the public. Anybody and everybody can come.
Anybody and everybody can come.
Okay. And what time does it start?
It starts at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on the 31st. And so we really hope that folks will come out and learn more and be intentional about finding out about this so you can help yourselves and your friends and neighbors.
Yes.
And then on Friday night, you're also going to have activity at the football game.
Yes, we're going to have a balloon release at halftime to symbolize each life that was taken that day due to overdose.
Okay, so that'll be 141?
Yes.
Okay. So you've got that'll be going on also during the football game.
Yes.
So, again, the idea is to raise awareness of the day.
Yes, sir.
Our guest today, Joshua Wise of Celebrate Recovery. Joshua, thanks for stopping by and letting us know about this important program and the event coming up on Friday night. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.